starts right now.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, break on through to the other side, yeah.
Morning, everyone. We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
We'd like for the embarrassment to stop. The city lost a very good candidate this past week, and one of our commissioners, Mr. Calkins, was in the middle of the mud. Now, I don't know what he has to do with the negotiations for the city, because he has no authority in the city. The city district does not fall under his purvey when it comes to hiring people. He was with a councilman, and they did discuss negotiation issues after the city board had voted for two people to handle those negotiations.
So at the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting yesterday, Sherry Chapman, who is one of the founding members of the Pitchfork Posse, and talking about this allegation that Jeff Snow, City Councilman, and James Calkins, County Commissioner, somehow harangued, harassed, accosted, confronted Scott Collins, and were part of the contributing factor of the constellation of concerns that led him to withdraw his nomination and not come here to work as the city manager for the city of Milton. As I told you, when I talked to him, he said, no, it was nothing like that. There was no problem. There was no issue. Jeff and James, what happened is Jeff made a joke that was probably a little bit, you know, I don't know, the kind of joke maybe he shouldn't have made, but it was just a joke. I know Jeff fairly well enough to say that. And, you know, it was nothing, no significance. But there she is saying this sort of rumor again. And by the way, I know that, you know, she knows better because she actually commented on the podcast that we posted of me talking about this on Friday, which got like 2,000 listens, which is amazing. So thank you for sharing and supporting that. So I know Sherry knows this is false. I know she knows that this is not an issue, and I know she's bringing this up just because, you know, she's good friends with Jerry Cooey, who is running against James Calkins. Now, look, let me establish a baseline here. The baseline question is, am I willing to criticize James Calkins? Candy, I'm going to be asking you the question. I need you as a character reference here. Am I willing to criticize James Calkins when he does something wrong or dumb?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Everybody when they do something wrong.
Should I also be willing to defend him when he gets accused of doing something wrong and dumb that he didn't actually do?
You do that all the time, too.
This is me defending James Calkins. He didn't do anything wrong in this case. He was just there, dressed up in his Trump attire. He was just there, okay? That's all there is to it. And he was not a part of the problem. Okay, so that's the backdrop. You'll understand why I'm saying this all in a second. Because later on in the meeting, the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting, Romy White, a good friend of mine, she runs the South Santa Rosa News.
She's great.
And she's been on the wrap a couple of times, and she's been in the thick of all of this stuff in Santa Rosa County. And she wanted to respond to Sherry Chapman.
I also want to go on record and say that Andrew McKay with News Radio interviewed the city of Milton's top candidate for city manager, and his show stated that there was a discussion in a parking lot involving Commissioner Calkins and Councilman Jeff Snow, and that was a quote nothing burger.
And it was, absolutely.
I know that we have a surrogate for a challenger to Mr. Calkins who likes to use this podium for campaigning, and so I just wanted to go on record saying that people should tune into Andrew McKay and get their information from a reliable news outlet like him rather than somebody who's known to lie. Thank you.
Well, I'll take the first part. I'll take the tune in. We're reliable.
That's great.
You know, what I was thinking about this, though, is it's like the public forums have become the in real life version of the social media fighting platform. You know what I mean? Like, I don't remember the public forums in years past until fairly recently being, there was often drama. I mean, don't get me wrong. I remember, you know, people getting thrown out, and I remember the Satan worshiper, and I remember things being weird.
I forgot about that.
You forgot about David Suhor and all that?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
It's not like we've never had entertaining drama out of the public forum. But what I don't recall as often is the back and forth, the like in real time fighting back and forth between the sides on some of these issues. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm naive. Maybe I don't remember correctly. It's possible. But it just what it felt like recently when I've been watching some of these meetings is it feels like I'm watching Facebook, like the bad parts, you know, the bad parts of Twitter. Well, just Twitter. Kind of come to life, you know, and I genuinely think that there is, you know, there's an attention addiction for a lot of these people, and they don't mind being criticized as long as you're talking about them, you know, and I mean, we got some of that in Escambia County, too. So I wonder, you know, how much should I pay attention? But it does happen. So there you go. Oh, by the way, the reason I brought this up, not just because it was entertaining, Milton is actually having a meeting tonight. Another special called meeting by the mayor to figure out what the attorney, that's Alex Andrade, you know, why everything that he does is wrong, which it's just, oh, my God. So she called a meeting last Thursday and then canceled it. Then she called another meeting on Tuesday and then canceled that. That one was, you know, whether the communications with the attorney tanked the negotiations, which they didn't. And now there's a meeting that's all about, again, the communications between her and Alex. She sent a letter to him, an email to him, telling him that he should take this as a personal growth opportunity and that he should learn from all of this and he should be better in the future and not be so defensive and he should, you know, understand what the rules are. And he sent a letter back and said, this is pretty darn close to harassment and unprofessional, and now you're actually calling a special, you know, like, I think he might have even said something like, you know, so you only call the special meetings in order to harass employees, and then she's calling a special called meeting to harass employees after having been accused of calling. It's just like, what are you? Move on. Come on. Move on.
They're so lucky to have Alex, I think. He's a state rep.
I know. Like, and he's great at his job.
I
and
love
I mean,
Alex.
Like, I, you know, look, I know Alex pretty well. I know Alex is a person. He's got some flaws. Okay. I get that. But man, you just look in the mirror. You know, really, honestly, look in the mirror. So, I hope he stays. I don't know if he will. I assume he will. We'll see tonight. You know, honestly, during the last meeting, oh, we're super late to traffic. I'm sorry, Candy. Go ahead.
Sorry, he's preparing press for Governor Andrade.
Nice,
you
yeah.
know, I mean, God, he would be great. As we take a look at our roads, man, we've been on this all morning, and it looks like there's another accident now, both on Highway 98 and blocked in both directions at the Nature Preserve and the of course, a National Seashore. There was a fire. We had joked it was a dumpster fire. It was a garbage truck, as I understand, right? Or a dump truck that had to let go of the load because that caught on fire. So fire, rescue, all on scene. Law enforcement on scene. And both lanes are stopped because they're rerouting everybody on 98 eastbound to westbound. So that's what that is. Certainly use caution, as you know, but 98 eastbound backed up past the hospital now, where there's now another accident near the hospital at 98 eastbound and blocked and getting in both directions, and we're getting word that there's propane tanks that are on fire. My gosh, be very careful. Avoid that area if you can. And if you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
The good news is that nobody's been hurt. I mean, thank goodness.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
You know,
yeah.
Obviously, anything could happen in that situation. Yes. Candy, thanks so much for the update. So where was I? I don't know.
Governor Andrade.
Yeah, but lost my train of thought there. We were talking about the special called meeting tonight and looking at your own stuff and, you know, moving on. Oh, I know what it was. One of the open questions is whether Mike Cusack inappropriately negotiated on his own without Alex Andrade with Scott Collins before Alex even had a chance to talk to him. Scott Collins said he made an offer to him at 135, specifically saying to him, Alex wants to offer you 128, but I want to offer you 135. which is not his purview to do, and it was a weird thing to say. And then that's why when Alex sent the 130 offer, and there's kind of confusion. If that's the case, and that's, you know, again, I think a lot of this was just misunderstanding. I think Mike probably believed he should be, okay? I'm willing to give the benefit of the doubt. Give grace where you can. But an open question is whether the city council meant to designate him as the negotiator or meant to designate Alex as the negotiator with him watching. And he tried to ask the mayor to call for that vote the other, and she just ignored that request and moved on. I wonder if that's going to come up tonight. I wonder if there'll be a vote of confidence in the city attorney tonight. It wouldn't surprise me. So I just, again, I don't want to watch, but I can't help but watching this meeting tonight. Oh, man. Every time something comes up, you know, somebody will text me, hey, did you see this is happening? I'm like, oh, my God. The city of Milton is more entertaining than Ted Lasso. And then they're like, did you see this? I'm like, oh, my God. The city of Milton is more entertaining than Yellowstone. Like, every time. This is worse than Game of Thrones. This is The Sopranos. This is only they're not good at the, you know, the things they do wrong. 7:21 on News Radio 92.3. And metaphorically, we have a dumpster fire in the South End today. I'm not saying there's anything related. I'm just, well, anyway, you heard me. 7:21 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Famously, the Apostle Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. What was it that the Apostle had to forget? Possibly the fact that before his conversion, he consented to the death of Stephen. Before Paul met Jesus, Paul was a blasphemer and a persecutor, and the Bible says he was injurious, which is the idea of harmful. When Paul says, forgetting those things which are behind, he is saying you don't have to let the failures of your past, no matter how devious, define your future. Forget those failures and reach forward to a future full of opportunity to serve Christ. Jesus wants to graciously liberate you from a life of guilt over sin and bad decisions. So call upon him today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio Pensacola, a great blend of information from local government authorities, local news, businesses, and provocative discussions with great hosts.
I'm Trooper Harrison.
I'm your head counselor, and this is my wake-up show.
My client has given me permission to make the following statement on her behalf. There was no kidnapping on Thursday, July 13th, 2023. My client did not see a baby on the side of the road. My client did not leave the Hoover area when she was identified as a missing person. My client did not have any help in this incident, but this was a single act done by herself.
So she wasn't kidnapped twice, she wasn't photographed naked, she wasn't lured into some nefarious plot by toddler bait on the side of the highway. None of that? No, none of it happened, which means my wife was right from the start. Her first theory about this was, come on now, you know, this is either all made up or this woman has problems or both. And that was Hoover Police Chief Nick Durzis reading the letter from the attorney. Oh, it was weird for him to read the letter, but, you know, because at first I'm like, why is the police chief reading my client? But okay, there you go. That's the truth of it. So Carly Russell, yeah, that's a giant fake story. It's a giant balloon boy story, basically. Oh, Candy, Yeah, I need to give you your moment in the sun. You corrected me on a language issue.
I did?
You did. What did I say about the dump truck fire in the South End? I said that we have a metaphorical dumpster fire.
Yes.
While we
actually have a literal
other dumpster fire going on. And you said
a literal dumpster fire.
It's the rare time when I should have used the word that everybody uses. It's a literal dumpster fire. I mean, it actually is a dumpster fire.
That's true.
It's not a metaphorical dumpster fire. No, well done.
And let me talk about that real quick while we're doing traffic. This is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Highway 98 is shut down. Now, it's shut down eastbound and westbound. This is National Seashore / Nature Trail. It is backed up. Both lanes stopped after this fire, which was a dump truck or a garbage truck.
Garbage truck.
What it is? Okay, and it had to just let go of the load because it was on fire. Law enforcement fire, of course, on scene, rerouting everyone. So westbound is backed up too. 98 eastbound is now backed up to Gulf Breeze High School. There's another accident near Andrews near the hospital. They are also eastbound. Part of Bob Sykes Bridge too. Backed up. It looks blocked in both directions. Westbound is backed up as well because they're rerouting people that have gone eastbound. If you have traffic tips though, text it in 437-1620. Golly, avoid that area if you can. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
How do you think that smells?
Oh my gosh, pretty awful. Worse than the morgue that day.
Let's put the air, if you're in the vicinity and you're in your car, maybe put the air on internal recycle. Maybe
there you go. Yeah, that's
saying.
A good.
That's not a smell
like,
anybody
oh
wants
my God.
To smell.
Yeah, that's
David
right.
Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
It's good they haven't invented the smell-o-vision yet.
Oh, like, yeah, no. Well, they tried, right? Didn't they try some versions of that back in like the 30s? Long time ago. They tried doing smell-o-vision.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Was it like a scratch and sniff on a
no,
TV guide?
No, it's not like that. I don't
show.
Know. They would.
Here's Howdy Doody's
burn
hair.
A candle that had the appropriate smell in it, or I don't know
See,
something
I
like that.
I feel like this is an invention that went away for good reason, and
yeah,
nobody remembers it for a reason. You know?
That's right.
That's why you're in news.
The
Jaws 3D with the smell of rotting fish flesh. You know, like
Shark
Go
Week.
On. Yeah, Shark Week. That's right.
The blistering heat wave that's been hitting the Southwest for weeks now is moving towards the middle of the country, likely to bring temperatures up to 100 degrees or so in the Midwest this week. The East Coast also going to see its hottest weather of the summer so far, and tens of millions of Americans remain under heat alerts. Of course, we're in Florida, so it's still hot here, too. A man that has now been sentenced to 4 years in prison for his role in the January 6th riot at the Capitol. Peter Steger repeatedly beat a police officer with a flagpole as the officer was being dragged down the Capitol steps. This week, a judge sentenced him to 4 years in prison after he took responsibility for his actions. And Andrew, there's some new research out that shows most older adults with cognitive impairment are still driving. The University of Michigan did this research. They looked at 600 adults that are older than 65 in Texas, and they say they found that more than 60% that had cognitive impairments were still driving regularly.
Oh, zero surprise for me. I know personally the story, like my grandmother, okay? I know what happened with her, and, you know, what happens a lot of times with seniors is they get into cognitive decline, and it's sudden, and nobody else knows. You know,
right.
Or they've been, or it's, they're kind of aware, but they hide it. You know, that's a very normal human response to this. And so they're still driving around. You know, she got into a wreck with her car. And we're like, what is going on? You know, and then like all of the things around it. And well, sure enough, you know, stuff had been going on. And that's, I mean, I am sure
as you age, it's like you just don't want to give up that independence. That's human nature.
It's a very, it's very much an ego pride thing that, you know, and even if, you know, kids might see it, but they're afraid to bring it up. They don't want to insult their parents. They don't want to make their parents feel awful when they do bring it up, these conversations. You never have somebody who's going through cognitive decline, and especially with driving in this country being such a personal identity expression thing, you know, that, you know, you tell somebody, hey, I think you probably ought to give up driving because, you know, mentally maybe you're not there anymore. No, that conversation rarely, nobody's like, oh, you know, that's a good idea. Here's the keys. You know, like, it's just like, I mean, it's not quite the same thing, but, you know, it's like trying to tell somebody they're too drunk to drive. They're never like, oh, yeah, maybe you're right. You know, it's always,
right. It's
a fight, right? So, that's terrible. Not surprising, but terrible to learn. David, thanks so much for the update. 729 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Tune in to the Pensacola Morning News, that's us. And Pensacola Right Now, that's them. For a chance to win a pair of tickets, see KC and the Sunshine Band at the Sanger Theater coming up on August 27th. So they'll be giving away tickets to that this evening during the show with Gracie and Joe. Good show, by the way. They cover all kinds of interesting stuff on that show. They really do. 7:30 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, I did follow up. I checked with our director of public safety in Escambia County about the fentanyl that's resistant to the Narcan, that kind of thing. And he said he'd heard about it. He thinks it might be called Trank, but he hasn't seen it in this area yet. So that may be what that person in Milton was referring to. And we'll get more. I'll probably ask the sheriff about that coming up next. And next week, ask Sheriff Bob Johnson about that as well. What do you have coming up in your news, David?
Santa Rosa County looking at impact fees. More after Fox.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy floats the idea of punishing President Biden over the alleged peddling influence scheme when Biden was the VP.
This is rising to the level of impeachment inquiry.
Speaker on Fox's Hannity, Women's World Cup soccer.
Ball into the box, initially won by Katie Bowen, former North Carolina Tar Heel. Ball in, the header is in! The Philippines will not be denied this time.
The call on Fox Sports, California native Serena Bolden scores the game's only goal, stunning 1-0 upset over co-host New Zealand. It's the Philippines' first ever World Cup game. Phoenix has now gone more than three straight weeks with temps at 110 degrees or higher, an excessive heat warning in effect for Miami, Northwestern to Montana, affecting over 81 million people. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31, News Radio 92.3 at 75 right now. Mostly clear skies here in Pensacola, and we are seeing reports of a roadside fire on Highway 98. Looks to be causing a lot of slowdowns there. Channel 3 reporting that a load in a dump truck caught on fire, had to be unloaded so the fire department could extinguish it. We're going to get more information on this in just a few minutes with Candy and our traffic on the fives. Santa Rosa County has a shaky history with impact fees. The discussion coming back this week when the county commissioners hear an impact fee study presentation on Thursday from Duncan Associates.
If you had a 300-home subdivision going in, the idea would be there would be a specific dollar amount that would be attached to every single-family home that gets built. And then that revenue would then have to be used specifically to the impact in that area, whether that be a roadway leading to the neighborhood or whatever, but it has to be tied directly to that increase in density.
And Channel 3 talked with the commission chairman, Colton Wright. The fees right now paid by home builders, and then they're passed on to the home buyer at the closing. And back in 2020, the Home Builders Association of West Florida sued the county over impact fees that were supposed to be used to build new school facilities. Those fees were done away with last year. An Alabama woman that claimed she was kidnapped after seeing a baby on the highway, now admitting that it was all a hoax. Yesterday, Carly Russell's attorney announced that she was not abducted by anybody.
My client did not see a baby on the side of the road. My client did not leave the Hoover area when she was identified as a missing person. My client did not have any help in this incident. My client was not with anyone from the time she was missing.
And that statement from Russell's attorney read by the Hoover police chief, Russell apologizing for her actions and says she is seeking help for personal issues. Well, we've got an update. Miami-Dade's police director Freddie Ramirez now in stable condition. This is after he shot himself in the head on a Florida highway yesterday.
Authorities say Sunday's incident happened after an argument with his wife.
Please keep this family in your prayers. This is a man with a stellar career in law enforcement, and we want to make sure that we are trying to do everything we possibly can to get him back to full recovery.
Tampa police were called to the domestic dispute at a hotel where Ramirez was attending a conference. I'm Trey Thomas.
A St. Pete hospital, one of many organizations that have been affected by a cyber attack, Johns Hopkins Health System, apparently was breached 2 months ago. All Children's Hospital confirmed yesterday that it had been hit by this cyber attack. Organizations around the world that use the same software system called MoveIt were also hit. And John Hopkins Health System officials say the attack so far, though, has luckily had no negative impact on their operations. They tell Fox 13 News that no personal health records were compromised as a result of this cyber breach as well. It is 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. And Candy, do you got an update on that literal dumpster fire?
Isn't that crazy? No, I don't. But it still looks blocked in both directions. Somebody asked if it was at Nature Trail or Naval Live Oaks, and it's both. The fire, it looks like, is at Nature Trail, but it's blocked in both directions. All of Naval Live Oak Nature Preserve and passed in both directions, backed up past the high, almost to the, I'm sorry, specifically at Gulf Breeze High School and now Gulf Breeze Middle. It's backed up 98 eastbound. There's another accident in front of the hospital there, too. Bob Sykes is not as backed up as it was, but it still looks a little slow as people try to maybe make their way around that area. And it's backed up westbound, too, for the same reason, of course, because they're rerouting people. Use caution. I would guess somebody had said it, a law enforcement officer said it would be couple of hours, of course, at least, and we've been watching this for a little while, so be careful. And no, I haven't heard anything. We got word that propane tanks were exploding, and that was goodness. The turnaround. So I don't know. If you have traffic tips, of course, be careful. 437-1620. You can text us at News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you so much, Candy. Sounds like quite the situation there.
Oh, my goodness,
there. So,
right? Yeah.
Be careful if
and nobody was hurt. That's the good news.
That is the good news. Always end on the good news. It's 7:36 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
Beautiful weather continues around the area. Look for lots of sunshine and really not much of a chance for any rain at all today. Maybe an inland isolated shower, but even at that, the rain chance only around 10%. So sunshine, highs in the low 90s, overnight lows in the 70s, and this weather pattern will be continuing for several more days. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
And right now, 75 in Pensacola, 79 in Gulf Breeze, 75 in Milton, and our next news at 8. Breaking news anytime, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. As Disney considers a strategic partner for ESPN, executives have held early talks about bringing sports leagues on as minority investors, including the NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball. CNBC says talks with the NFL have occurred in conjunction with the league's own desire for a company to take a stake in its media assets, including the NFL Network, NFL.com, and Red Zone. The NBA and Disney have broached many potential structures around a renewal of media rights. Disney owns 80% of ESPN. Hearst owns the other 20%. Spotify says it will increase the price of its premium subscription offerings as much as $2, which translates to a 20% increase for some plans. The company says the market landscape has continued to evolve since Spotify launched, and changes will help the company continue to deliver value to fans and artists. On Wall Street, futures are slightly higher after stocks closed higher yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
The summer selection of Volkswagens is filling up the lot at Pete Moore Imports. Looking for a sedan with incredible style and fuel economy? The 23 Jetta S, now from $22,499. Need more space but want to keep it sporty? The crossover Taos S from $24,999. Next up is the Tiguan S with more room and third row seating from $27,999. And the Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology has high-tech features all at your fingertips, now from $39,999. But the biggest of them all, the 23 Atlas SE with technology, will comfortably seat seven adults and is now from $41,995. And the VW ID4 EV is waiting for you to experience electric vehicle technology like never before. So choose from a selection of VWs for every kind of driver this summer at Feedmore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports is on New Warrington Road, just up the street from NAS Pensacola, the home of the Blue Angels.
Prices before tag, tax title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Do you know the impact video has in the minds of your future customer? In today's world, the average person consumes up to 6 hours of video a day. That is 25% of their time. If that large of a segment of their day is spent watching video, what's your company doing to create consumable content? Does your marketing and advertising strategy reflect appearing where they're watching this content? If it doesn't yet, it will soon. We are ADX Digital, and we help businesses leverage the power of video by putting brands just like yours in front of consumers using a wide variety of video marketing strategies, including social media mirroring, OTT, Amazon, video pre-roll, YouTube, Facebook and Instagram, and more. Ready to learn how we can do this for you? Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Good morning, 740 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Chip Simmons is at that same conference that Bob Johnson's at, along with a lot of the senior staff from the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, but still taking time out to call in, so I super appreciate that. Sheriff Simmons, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Doing great. We've had several, as you know, the sort of the headline news was that we had several shootings over the last several days. I sometimes hate to be the, like, hey, let's go over all of the big crime, but I mean, that's the stuff that people want to know about because it's, you know, it is the big scary stuff. But, one that took place over at, Old Coryfield Road, I think was the first one.
Yeah, that's the one that, guy got in an argument with his, girlfriend and ended up shooting her in the face. And then he fled to an area nearby and, barricaded himself. After we'd call SWAT team, and he wisely did. So, yeah, we ended up charging him with attempted murder.
But she's recovering. Do we know anything about her status?
Yeah, my understanding is that while her injuries obviously are severe, that she is recovered and is expected to survive.
Oh, thank God. But as you and I have said, you know, as you have said so many times, you know, there's drug and gang-related violence, and then there's, you know, domestic violence, and it's very hard to defend against, protect against domestic violence because it could be, you know, anybody in any relationship, unfortunately. We also had another bizarre, I thought, incident where two roommates got into a fight over some bills and there was a shooting.
Yeah, on the 23rd, we had a shooting. Two roommates got to an argument, as you said, and one just pulled out a gun and shot the other one in the stomach. We did end up arresting the roommate. I guess you should pick your roommates a lot better, and you also should find ways to, you know, to alleviate your arguments without resorting to violence like that. But yeah, we ended up arresting the guy, and this 30-year-old male was in that being shot in the stomach, and he also is expected to survive.
Well, that's the good news. But you know, you raised children. I'm raising some boys, and you know, I assume it's true for you, but I know how many times I've had to tell my boys, leave the area, you know, go take a breath, walk around. You don't have to say anything back. You don't have to do anything back. These things escalate on their own. You have to learn to de-escalate, right?
Well, that's it. It's conflict resolution. You need to be able to have those conversations. And when one, hopefully both parties, should decide, hey, you know, this is getting out of hand. Let's cool it. And,
yeah.
You know, unfortunately, I don't know the particulars on this case, but unfortunately, a lot of those things are exacerbated by the fact that people are drinking or doing drugs, and you know, so that can make it more difficult to, you know, to walk away.
Yeah, decision-making capacity is not enhanced by those things. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think there was even a third incident. Do I remember this correct? Do I have the right? And there was even somebody who wound up killed in an incident over the weekend. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, we had a homicide. This one also was a homicide. And then that Sam Plowns. Sam Plowns is a small little lounge over off of Old Coryfield Road. The victim and the suspect were, again, engaged in a verbal disagreement or argument. And at that point, a guy named Michael Andrew Rodriguez pulled out a gun and shot the victim, which we don't identify the names of the victim, but shot the victim blank range because of an argument. And then he fled the scene. Our investigators did a great job of rounded him up, so he's been charged with a homicide. His name is Michael Andrew Rodriguez.
Wow. What a and all of these, you know, this is I mean, I hate to talk about it this way, but, you know, a lot of times we tend to think that these, you know, shootings are related to, as I said, drugs, money, and gangs. But in this case, all three of these incidents were what you would call some form of domestic and or verbal altercation, not the typical kinds of, you know, crimes that you might think of as being gun violence, right?
That's correct. You know, we talk a lot about if you're not involved in, you know, high-risk behavior, again, dealing in drugs, buying, ripping off people, or some sort of a volatile domestic situation, you're less likely to be the victim of a violent crime. And these, again, they kind of fit criteria. Although, I guess a roommate's arguing, you know, may not be domestic, and so it is a little bit out of the ordinary.
Yeah, no, for sure. Hey, we're talking to Sheriff Chip Simmons. He's at a conference elsewhere in the state of Florida. Let's get Canyon here with traffic on the fives.
Southbound Avalon starting to back up at the toll booth, and Highway 98 shut down both eastbound and westbound. This is at the National Seashore and Nature Trail. Nature Trail is about where this accident, not an accident really, a car fire happened, and it's a garbage truck, and it's on fire. We're getting word that there was propane tanks. That's why they're turning people around in both lanes. Both lanes stopped after this vehicle fire. Everybody... first responders on scene. 98 eastbound is backed up to Gulf Breeze Middle and part of Bob Sykes. It looks blocked in both directions. Again, westbound backed up as well for quite a ways. So be careful and avoid that area if you can. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Sheriff Chip Simmons. You know, it's not something that happened here, but it is a case that I just kind of, because we're talking about all these interpersonal communication and breakdowns and relationships, that it reminded me of this. There was a case of a road rage incident where this guy, who's more hot of temper, and his wife had repeatedly told him not to flip basically other drivers off and not to mouth things at them. He got into some incident where he flipped somebody off and they shot her, shooting at him. And it's just... You just don't have to. You don't have to say that extra thing. You don't have to do that extra thing. You don't have to make sure they know that you know that, right? I mean, Sheriff, this is just learning how to not react is one of these key skills, right?
That's one of those things we talk to people all the time. I mean, the only reason you should use your horn is if you're trying to alert someone that, you know, they might be about to hit you, or they might be able to hit someone else. But people that lay on the horn and keep it up, and then they get next to somebody to, you know, either give them a gesture or yell and shout at them, you don't know what that person's got. I mean, we talked a lot about, you know, what people might have with them, because they may, you know, have drugs, they may be less than willing to alleviate some of the arguments, and you just don't know. That's obviously very tragic, and we tell people all the time to, it's not worth it. Count to 10. And just settle down. It's not that bad. No one hit you. Just drive on and let them go.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely. That's very good advice. One of the things that I've been talking about with, I had asked Sheriff Johnson about this yesterday. I actually checked with our Director of Public Safety, Eric Gilmore, who I know you know real well, about this as well. The rumor/allegation is that there is a different kind of fentanyl on the streets now that is resistant to Narcan when people get high with it, so you can't be brought back with a Narcan from an OD. Have you heard anything about this, seen anything about this? Do you know anything?
Yeah, I've heard about it. That's what they call Trank, and it's what it is it's I think it's called xylazine, and basically it's fentanyl mixed with this xylazine or Trank. And it's becoming more and more dangerous because xylazine is not an opioid, so it's not you can't bring someone back with Narcan.
Oh.
So that's why it's even more dangerous. And I did some research on it a couple of days ago, and the DEA is saying like 20% of the fentanyl that they're seeing actually has this xylazine in it. It is this type of mixture. So I think that, you know, the question is, are we seeing it in Escambia, you know, the Northwest Florida area? I would think that the chances are pretty high that it is. You know, we're seeing it maybe not at a large scale yet, but it's certainly something that we're keeping an eye on.
Wow. Okay, so we don't have cases that we know of yet, but based on that high prevalence, according to national sources, the likelihood that it's here is, I mean, you have to kind of expect that that's the case. Is that what I hear you saying?
Yeah, I would say that it is likely here. And you know,
it's hard to tell. You know, I guess the medical examiner, I'm assuming they can tell when they do their in the autopsy, they can figure out exactly what drugs are in the system. That they might be able to tell and give us a better idea. But again, if you go by statistics, you know, from the DEA, if 20% of their seized fentanyl has xylazine in it, then I would assume that some of that in the Escambia County has as well.
Wow.
As if it wasn't enough reasons not to take fentanyl, now you add this to it, and as you mentioned, it's resistant to Narcan, so that makes it even more dangerous.
Because it's not an opioid, yeah, that makes perfect sense, huh? Wow, okay, Sheriff Simmons, as always, thank you for the information. Thanks for checking in with us, and when you're at this conference elsewhere, I'm sure we'll talk about what you learned there next week. But again, thank you for keeping us informed, sir. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Y'all take care.
Absolutely. And, you know, the reason that this had gotten brought up and this was brought up in the Milton City Council meeting was somebody was saying that they heard about, you know, kids having these Narcan parties, basically, where they're going to all get high on something that they know is going to OD them, and then they will shoot Narcan and get brought back. And, well, if it's not an opioid, the Narcan won't work. And if this is happening, then people are going to die or have been dying because of it. So, I mean, I don't, you know.
You say 20%? Yeah. That's 1 in 5.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to have conversations with your kids about this kind of stuff, but, you know, I mean, have conversations with your kids and make sure they know what's going on in the world, because, you know, you don't want to be the one. It's a whole lot easier to have a conversation than it is to have to receive the phone call. Right? 751 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
The cost of health care is all in the news. Tune in this morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take out the stress and cost of health care. That's this morning at 10 as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
What does it mean to have peace of mind? It doesn't just happen. It's by design. PGT Custom windows and doors are designed to stand up against some of the strongest weather conditions, guard against intruders, and reduce outside noise, adding value to your home. All you have to do is close it, lock it, and forget about it, giving you peace of mind. That's the freedom of PGT.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Lieutenant Dane.
Take my photo off the wall if it just won't sing for you.
Jet? How do you not like Jet?
I didn't know that was Jet. Sorry.
Candy's like, what is this music?
I know, dude.
Downer music.
I like
what are you
cold
doing?
Hard B word.
As you probably call it. For you to prove.
As
couple
close,
skate.
Yeah, I would say without anywhere near the library of music or the range, but there's something about Jet that always reminded me of the Beatles.
I could see that in that song for sure. And I've only heard their hard hits.
Right,
that are,
but the same thing in that sound too. So 7:54 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The Justice Department has now filed their lawsuit against the state of Texas and Governor Greg Abbott over their floating buoy wall. The Biden administration asking a federal judge to force Texas to remove the buoys at their own expense.
He continues to do this really cruel, unjust, inhumane ways of moving forward with a system that has been broken for decades.
And Governor Greg Abbott there, of course, maintains that the state of Texas has the right to defend their borders. The IRS says they will no longer be sending agents on unannounced visits to taxpayers. They say they're looking to enhance their safety measures and help ease confusion. Revenue officers typically visit homes and businesses to collect unpaid taxes. But now they announced yesterday that other than in a few unique circumstances, they'll be sending letters in the mail instead. And Arizona State University swimmer Leon Marchand apparently now has broken Michael Phelps' world record in the 400-meter medley. The 21-year-old from France cruised to a gold medal at the swimming championships in Japan with a record-breaking time of 4 minutes and 2.5 seconds.
And I think, I did not prep this story, but I had seen the headline. I think that was the last existing Phelps record. I think that was the last of the ones that he had set, was why that was kind of interesting. So, very good, David.
I believe so, yeah.
Thanks so much for the update.
His swimming record. Just kidding. What, we're not talking about weeds and subs?
Okay, fine.
All right. Weeds.
Wow. Weeds.
I know.
You're so cool, Candy.
Thank you.
All right.
Hello, fellow kids.
Tell them about the traffic.
Man, it is awful. Watching 98, both east and westbound, very, very slow and stopped, blocked in both directions. There's not an accident. There was a garbage truck that was on fire, and I guess it was the load that was on fire. They had to empty it, and that's what that is all of the first responders on scene. We also got where the propane tanks were exploding, so that's why they're turning everybody around. And it is backed up a little bit on the Bob Sykes Bridge. My God, it's almost backed up to the 3 Mile Bridge. Now, that's a backup, man. That's eastbound. And westbound, of course, backed up way into... starting to back up into Navarre near Oriole Beach Elementary School.
It's
so
awful.
It is. I don't know what direction.
What's the easy solution?
I would guess take Bob Sykes over and then take the beach, which is a beautiful drive.
If you can even get to the Bob Sykes, I mean, you're stuck.
That's right. Yeah, if you can get there, maybe that's, I don't know, or drive all the way around and
like
take Garçon Point.
Back up to I-10 and around on Garçon Point or 80s. Good Lord. I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like this at that location.
Me either. Not in a long time. And southbound Avalon starting to back up at that toll booth. So you want to use caution there. You want to use caution, of course, wherever you are. Another accident, 98 and Navy Boulevard. Not showing a roadblock there. That's on the west side. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I got a text in from a friend and said, so who's the bleepity bleep that put a propane tank in their garbage? I mean, the propane
tank. Is that what you think it is?
Well, if a propane tank's exploding, they don't carry them around on the dump trucks.
I don't know. I hadn't really thought about that.
I don't know whether that's what caused the initial, obviously.
Who doesn't want the deposit back? I mean, I would never, ever do that. Hello?
But I will tell you, in all the times whenever I have talked to people who work at like ECUA or in other trash professions, they're basic, Andrew. Let me tell you what I've seen in the garbage.
No, that's true.
Or in the recycling. And the answer is, there's nothing you can come up with that they haven't seen in the garbage or
recycling. We should get one of those people on. My husband is telling me about plumbing. They have a thing that just eats everything, like a big monster.
I think we have Bruce Woody on tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh.
6:35.
Can I ask him about the garbage?
Sure. Ask me anything.
Let me have my time to shine.
unexploded artillery shells. Seen it. That kind of
it's
thing.
It's weird.
All right. 7:59 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Do I want to get into that? Fine. There's now a journal, a medical journal, that is saying that mass shootings are related to structural racism. So it's structural racism to blame for mass shootings. Can I tell you their conclusion? Because so many mass shootings happen in high-density population areas that they say have, structural racism. Well, or... It could just be people living in cities engaged in mass shootings, and it doesn't have anything to do.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.